that would be. Here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man, fish pipe, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it.
Well, is it true, Leaf? Do many fishes bite? If you got good bait, fishes been biting?
Well, that or a properly spun bug, I always say.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm talking to a guy who probably hasn't actually baited a terrestrial bug on their hook for decades.
Well, you know, I did slip a worm on a hook to try to go walleye fishing with my dad the other day.
Really, the other day?
Yeah, of course. Wow. A lot of good that did me.
Oh, really? Fishes weren't biting, huh?
No, they were not biting.
Oh, bummer.
Well, I got maybe two bites throughout the course of the trip there, and we were on the Columbia. My dad, a buddy of mine, and I. And
where you go walleye fishing? Okay.
It's just kind of foreign territory. Those guys are pretty familiar with walleye fishing, but not at that spot. So we kind of just we didn't do super well. But
I see you're looking for blame. Looking for blame here.
Yeah, always good to hang out with the old pops, though. Whatever. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, walleye, they're an odd fish. I mean,
they are.
What were we talking about? Muskies or pike? Yeah. What were we talking about?
Well, we talk about all that. Yeah. But we haven't talked about walleye much in a while.
No, are they related in the same family?
I believe they might be in that same.
I know they're kind of shaped
same.
Big long bodies.
I'm going to claim ignorance on just that whole greater spiny ray and muskelung family. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
I'm sure distantly they are related because they're very pokey and ugly.
Well, if you were to hook into one, how big a fish are they out there?
Well,
supposedly.
You know, it varies depending on where you're at. Banks Lake, where I've done a lot more walleye fishing, there's a lot of them that are about 15 to 19 inches long. Not super big around at that point, but really be surprised the kind of fillets that you get off those guys. Yeah. And that's mainly why I'm out there definitely fishing for those guys. It's not always the funnest way to go after them. Either you're trolling, or in this case, we were vertically jigging for them.
Oh.
And, you know, were I able to get a fly line that would get down in that kind of current, I would definitely just go for it that way. But we were using like half-ounce jig heads, which is basically like putting a rock on there to be able to get it right down to the bottom because you have so much flow in that case. And so... Yeah, you know, that is a funner way to go about it because at least it's just a jig at the end of the line. You don't have all this weird trolling gear. The Columbia, you can get, it's not uncommon to get some walleye that are up in the double digits, you know, 10 to maybe 14 pounds. And those guys are just total slabs.
Yeah.
You get a little bit less in there. But, you know, I'm always kind of into that bigger fish, less fish is what I'm more interested in anyway.
Bigger of them and fewer, maybe.
Yeah, fewer of them in that case to have to clean, less chances of getting poked while you're trying to do
it. Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, get some nice meat off of them.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so you didn't score there.
No.
And the other thing I got to ask you about is ice. I mean, it's been so warm lately.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I got out there with the boys just before it got really warm. And we had just like my buddy Kane was saying, just a great time. We stole his ice fishing gear. He was a little under the weather and couldn't join us, so we grabbed his video games, fish finders, and a couple of his sweeter ice fishing poles, and went out there. And you know, it was no problem hooking into a bunch of kokanee. I mean, it was absolutely just spot on.
Were you at Patterson?
Yeah, it took us just a little bit to find the depth and kind of I'm not an expert at those.
You knew how to play the games?
Yeah, I'm not an expert at the video games. I'm not on the advanced level or anything. But once I figured out, got it tuned it in, it's just too easy. The boys were kind of sledding. Sometimes I'd hook into one and be like, oh, fish on, boys, come get it. But by the time we were getting towards the end of our limit, Finley was doing it all by himself. He was watching the screen, could see the fish come, could set the hook, reel it in, you know, did the whole bit. I saw a couple of local guys, or one local guy with his friend from Seattle. I recognized, didn't catch his name. It was fun sucking them in as they were walking by on the ice, just kind of, oh, what are you doing? And they're like, what's that? Looking at the video screen, you know, and then before you know it, they're like, oh, that's a fish, isn't it? Oh, you're going to get that fish, you know? And we're like, yeah, oh, got the fish, you know? And we're kind of just getting pumped up together.
I've never fished.
It's funny how addicting it is.
Sucks
you in.
I can imagine. I've never been around video gear, but
it's funny.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Okay, but now the ice is probably getting a little too mushy.
That was part of the reason I wanted to get together today. Not so much has changed in any other thing, you know, as far as what we're going to be talking about doing and how the fish are acting. But I really probably just put that warning out there about the ice. I'm sure you probably could still get away with it, but you probably get really wet, you know, just sloppy wet. And in the worst case scenario, get really wet. I don't know. I'm just not sure how much good ice is underneath that really crappy, slushy stuff. Mm-hmm. And it kind of reflects the year that we're having. I mean, usually we'd have about, you know, 20 inches or more of solid, solid ice you could drive a car around on mm-hmm. Patterson Lake. This year we have maybe 4 inches underneath all of that really crappy stuff. So,
yeah, I know. That's borderline. And having it be sloppy on top just doesn't give me confidence.
No, not at all. Not only is it just kind of just not comfortable, all your gear gets wet. It's just spooky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my buddy Bob said, walking around on a sponge that can just support your weight. Mm-hmm. not inviting, especially if there I'm really not going to. We are advising take the kids out for fun, you know, risk your own crazy butt, but don't take kids out there now, that's for sure. And just kind of an oddball winter.
Yeah, wet kids are no fun either.
No, no.
Okay, so we're going to hope put the ice fishing on hold.
Yep.
We're probably not going to go to the Columbia for, what was it, muskies?
For walleye.
Walleye.
Maybe for pike. That upper Columbia is developing, unfortunately. It seems they can't stop the spread of those guys there.
Yeah.
And, you know, muskie and stuff like that are just as soon as you can get that ice off. And I'll be, you know, old Muskie Dave has rightly addicted me to going after those big ugly suckers. And I'll be going after them whenever I can get a chance again.
Good. That was a great story. Oh, that was a great trip.
It's a great time, you know, just even the opportunity getting into one of those guys and throwing that crazy gear that you never throw. Tying that gear is really fun, too. You know, it just it takes about, you know, almost $15 worth of stuff on a hook to make one of those flies and probably, you know, up to 6 hours sometimes. But
jeez.
But they're beautiful. They're a work of art. I can see why old Muskie Dave went swimming down to get a couple of those things.
Oh, really?
Because, you'd be pretty bummed if you lost one of those guys. Like I told you in some of our previous episodes there about that. He sells them for anywhere from 200 to, you know, $300 a piece, more.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah, just because it's such a specialized thing, not many people do it. So much actual material goes into it. The product actually does cost a bit to build, and the time and the expertise it's worth it.
Cool.
You know? Yeah, but so, you know, just still been out on the river doing the whitefish thing. Speaking of tying bugs, got together with a few folks over here at the OSB Tap Room, did a little tie-in, and that was fun. It was cool getting them into the little chironomids is what we really focused on. And
new tires?
You know, we had we had two new tires, and then Sarah came down too, and you know, she hadn't actually done a chironomid before. She surprised me in saying, given she's fished so many for so long. It was nice to send them away with some bugs that they can use right now, and even met up with Sam later, and we had a slow but enjoyable day out there trying out our chironomids.
Sweet.
So you know, it's still fishing. The river will respond to some of this warm weather before you know it. It has doubled in size over the last week, which is not a huge doubling. It's only 300 to 600 CFS right now, but you know, if this weather anomaly keeps up, it could bring it up a little bit. It should stay at a proper fishable level for quite some time, though. We'll be heading out to Rufus here next week, so I'll get you a first-hand report of what's going on there. But by all means, if you're getting a chance before me, I'd just go ahead and head out there because it's that time of the year.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll be looking at giant kokanee coming up in February at Roosevelt. I'll be talking more about that as we get closer.
I know. That sounds way cool, man.
Oh, man. Super fun. And hopefully we'll be eating some of those after after we get into some of those. If anybody wants some fishing tips, wants to maybe book a trip in advance, I'm always ready to start booking up the summer because it will be booked up before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just always feel free to get a hold of me on the old interwebs at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care of one another and get that fish right on. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole mama and my line, I'm going fishing. My mama's going fishing and the baby going fishing.